Welcome to the Making Sales Social podcast, featuring the top voices in sales, marketing, and business. Join Bryn Tillman and me, Bob Woods, as we each bring you the best tips and strategies our guests are teaching their clients, so you can leverage them for your own virtual and social selling. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Making Sales Social. Whenever I have a guest, you know how excited I get. And I really love my guests, but not as much as my next one. Mark Gordon, who happens to be my brother, so I truly love him, is also one of the most brilliant business builders I've ever seen. And I say that because I have witnessed him from being a producer in a mortgage company to launching a business, selling that company, becoming a CRO of the company, essentially, that he sold, with a little more complexities than that. But now he is helping entrepreneurs, business owners, and even larger companies really create that momentum inside of their organization. Mark, welcome to the podcast.
I love the enthusiasm. Thank you so much for having me. And the love is obviously mutual in this case. So there you go.
This is so much fun. And I have to say, I'm really excited to have you here, not just because we get a chance to catch up, but really, I think as I'm watching your videos as an outsider, really, in my social media feed, I'm going, man, you're brilliant. Like, you know, when you're my baby brother, you're like, you're my baby brother. And I'm like, oh my God, you're one of the smartest business growth experts out there. And I would not say it if I didn't mean it. And so we're going to back that up with some of your insights today, if you're good with that.
Yeah, I would love that. Thank you for the kind words, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really fun to watch your journey. I mean, I remember running around Dorney Park with you. So.
I was 10. So yeah.
Anyway, so let's first start with the question that I ask everybody, which is, what does making sales social mean to you?
Well, I mean, I think you can skin that cat a bunch of different ways and you can kind of play with words. But what I'll say for me is that I was a call center person for a long time. And when you're a call center person, it's not particularly social, right? It's, you know, you're calling a lead, somebody applied for something, you're teaching other people to call those leads. And honestly, like if you let, it's like whoever hangs up first, right? Like you're trying to keep them on the phone. And like, if you let them go, there's not a lot of follow-up, there's not a lot of relationship build, right? Transitioning from that, where I got my start, to being a leader in companies where you're selling, by the way, your vision of that company to everybody in your company, being a leader and projecting that vision out, to then really here was I moved to Charleston, building a community, which I now rely on to continue to build what we've built in our businesses and getting those things out there. And it's been a huge evolution for me. What I will say is, in terms of actual, like how we use the social media, really to me, it's this amazing free, for the most part, way to stay in flow with all the people in your life who are interested in what's going on with you. And so, you know, I see it as a tremendous opportunity to continue to update the people in my life with what's going on and how, and see how I can deliver value to them and they can deliver value back.
Yeah, I love that. That is a great, and I, you know, the fact that you're throwing in value into social selling is really, really important. One of the things over the years that I've noticed you are extremely talented in, and I've heard you training people on this and using this, is from the moment you say hello, you are creating a connection with the person on the other side. What inspires that? And how do you teach what you naturally have to other people?
Well, the first thing I'll say to people is, you know, identifying your aptitude or your natural curiosity for these things is important. I find people fascinating. I always have. You know, I was the kid in middle school who wanted to be on the phone all night talking to somebody to get to know what was going on with them, how their brain worked, how they saw the world. So I take a genuine interest in every person I meet. You know, I grew up listening to Howard Stern. You wouldn't think that there'd be this connection, but what makes Howard so great is that whoever's sitting on that couch becomes the most interesting person in the world for that hour or 2 hours, because he knows that they have a story and he's able to pull that out of them. And so for me, having that real curiosity, which is like, wow, I just met this person. What's their story? What makes them tick? What are the things that might be holding them back? And having that natural inclination is really important. And then what we really teach our salespeople to do is take that natural curiosity and realize, okay, and we actually did a training on this morning. I list like the top five referral partners. And I said, here's a list of 10 questions that you can ask about this person. Are you connected? Are they in your phone book? Yes. Great. Minimum, right? Are you friends with them on Facebook? Great. Minimum, right? And then it gets to like, do you know where they grew up and what their relationship with their parents is like, right? Like, oh, wait, I don't know that. Well, it's like, if someone's going to have a real relationship with you and you guys are going to be in that business, how do you take that business to a different level, right? Do you know what their goals are for the next 3 to 5 years? Oh, you don't? Well, how are you going to be a good partner for them if you don't know where they're trying to take their business? And so taking that natural curiosity and really turning it into a checklist of like, hey, these are the people I rely on for my business and my community. I need to really know them at a different level. They need to really know me. One of the things that I know I'm rambling, but stay with me for a second.
Fabulous rambling. Keep going.
Okay. So people do business with people they know, like, trust, and are in flow with. I think everybody knows that, right? I think where people get it really wrong, or when they hear it, maybe even I got it wrong when I first heard it, is like, oh, these people know me. Well, knowing you isn't like they know of you. Knowing you is like knowing you. And so when I find these people who are like not on social media, or I'll have a loan officer, like, I like to keep my personal life different from business. And I'm like, so you mean there's this way where you can project out to the world who you are, what's important to you, and have those people feel like they really get to know you at scale. Right? Like the value of getting people to feel like they know you and can trust you at scale, which you can only really do through social media, or if you have on a reality TV show, right? I mean, those are your options, right? And so, and people not taking advantage of it, it makes me sad. And I'm like, you know, your job is to be a community. If you're a loan officer, a realtor, your job is your community. You want that community to be able to get to know you. So taking those things differently, you have to be genuinely curious to people and realize that the people are following you because they're curious about you and they want to see you in your social media. Or you don't want to be the realtor who's like posting pictures of houses all day. I can go on Zillow for that. I want to see you talking about that house. I want to see you in your social media. I follow you for you. And so it's taking that. Are you, when you look at your partners, you look at those relationships, are you having a meaningful relationship, or are you just hoping they send you another deal, hoping they send you another loan? You got to take it to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do truly believe that, you know, people do business with the people that they're connected with. They're not picking Princeton Mortgage because, hey, I like the name, right? They're picking it because of the mortgage professional that they've connected with, or you or Nicole, right? And if you should move or leave, or you probably won't, but usually that relationship goes with the mortgage person or the realtor, right?
Absolutely.
And so creating those connections, and you said something else at scale, right? I love the one-on-one conversations, but they don't happen all because I'm going 1, 2. They happen because I'm out on social and then they're coming into me.
Yeah. And again, it just accelerates when you do get to that one-on-one place. If you already have a basic understanding of each other because you've been following each other on social media for a year and a half, and by the way, it's passive. These are things you learn one of my favorite expressions is, what can you learn while you're not paying attention? Social media is an amazing way where you can be scrolling. You think you don't know, but all of a sudden it's like, I know what your kids look like. I know what your dog looks like. I know where you went on vacation. I know what kind of food you like in the rest, your favorite restaurants, and I can see it. So now when we get this moment to sit down and have the coffee, we're not exchanging those pleasantries. There's a closeness that can only come through that. And so we talk about social selling, right? Like that's really where it comes in. It's like, how can I let these people know who I am and what's important to me so that I can accelerate that relationship and that learning curve?
Well, there's a wonderful quote by the gentleman of the name Brian Fanzo, and you'll love this. And he says, social media does not take the place of a handshake, but it turns a handshake into a hug.
That's really good. I wish I can.
Right?
I'm mad I didn't come up with it myself. That's really
good. I know, but that's what it does. And I think that that's awesome. So let's talk a little bit now. You know, you've been running mortgage businesses. You have helped so many people become incredible salespeople. I love to watch your journey. I'm just blown away. But now what I'm really excited about is kind of this journey, what you and Nicole, your wife, my sister-in-law, are, and I love that you're doing this really as a team, because you've grown these businesses as a team. You started off as producers together, right? Yeah. So the story is fabulous, and someday we'll have to capture the whole thing. But now you are taking what you've done for your businesses and bringing it into other businesses that are struggling. They might have a great business, but they're really struggling to get the word out to attract business. And talk a little bit about what you're doing. Like, when you evaluate whether or not you take on a business as a client, what are you looking for?
Well, yeah. So first thing, I'm driven by the fact that somebody very smart asked me, what do you want people to say about you at your funeral? And I immediately knew the answer, though I'd never thought about it before, which is, I hope there's a lot of people there who say I help them get to where they want to go. And so that's been like a very driving force for me in terms of, where do I spend my time, right? And so, by the way, I loved the journey in the mortgage industry, plan to continue to do this for a very long time. But also, I found myself having a lot of amazing conversations with people in businesses I knew nothing about. I love learning about those businesses. And by the way, those people thought I was adding a tremendous amount of value to them in having those conversations. And started out with, hey, I'm going to meet with my buddy from high school. We're going to have a once a week meeting, kind of talk about business. And then it was, hey, can you come to my company and teach my sales team this stuff? And then it was like, you got to meet this other guy I know who runs a company. It just kind of kept building on itself, right? And Nicole and I, by the way, yes, we've worked together and lived together all day, every day for 17 years. And we share very similar passions, but different skill sets. And so between the two of us, you know, we were like, hey, listen, I think if we went to these different companies and to these different really individual leaders a lot of time, because, you know, the people are the company, right? And we offered our services, I think we would get some really good traction. And so we have, and we did, and now we've partnered in a bunch of kind of real estate adjacent industries, marketing companies that are focused on real estate, things from like hardscaping to pest control and different things that we've been involved with, that we're involved in, because ultimately it's the same stuff, right? All the problems businesses run into when they're trying to scale are either people, process, or technology. Helping people identify which stage they're at, what those problems are, and helping them overcome those obstacles, it translates universally. And it's been a tremendously fun thing for us to be involved in.
So I love that. Talk a little bit about what gaps you're seeing in these businesses when they come to you. They're like, this is what we need. Or even if they don't even know that they need it, what are you seeing?
I'm sitting here like, man, I could pick any theme and I can tell you, I mean, the number one crisis I see, honestly, is there's a crisis of confidence from people who absolutely are the kind of person that could do a very good job as either a solopreneur or an entrepreneur, but are afraid to make the jump. They think they have to wait till they get to some expert level or some different thing. And they just need, like, they need us to partner with them just so they can say they're not doing it alone, because they just, there's such a crisis of confidence, right? Like, they think that everyone they're competing against is doing it at the level they see of an Instagram influencer or this person, that person. And really, I'm like, let's go call the companies in the local area that do what you do. Talk to the owner and see if you think that person's better than you. And the answer is like, no, it blows their mind. Like, no, it's not, right? And at the same time, you know, another problem I see is people think about marketing and they're like, they think about marketing and branding as if they're the same thing, and they're not. Branding is something you do over a longer scale, and it's very hard to measure the success of. When we talk about marketing, it's dollars that lead to leads, that lead to sales, and it needs to be measured. It needs to be, you need to have a very specific plan going in. You have to know what success looks like going in and what failure looks like, so you know when to get out. And I see, I mean, the amount of money I see small and medium-sized businesses throwing away on marketing campaigns they decided to do 2 years ago, have lost sight of, and are not delivering any value. I mean, the tremendous. And so, knowing how to kind of execute on those different strategies. And then lastly, you know, I think a lot of companies think accounting is bookkeeping, or they think of it in that sort of a way. And we really talk about how companies can take their capital and deploy those things, and how, you know, you can become make a solopreneur and turn that person into a multimillionaire through what they do with their capital once it's outside their business. And so it starts with, hey, you're a guy who wants to get this business. You have to start it from other people who are like, hey, they're doing a million a year in revenue, but they want to get to 10 million a year and they have no idea where to start. They don't know how to hire people. They don't know how to manage. They don't know how to set up processes. So we're all over the map, but there's a lot of opportunity.
So I would reframe all over the map with, you are a holistic approach.
Yes. And by the way, because we want to go on, you know, we're, maybe this is foolish, but we like to go on the journey with people, right? You know, I think there's a lot of consultants that love to come in, do 3 months and be done with somebody. And like, there's like a tremendous amount of satisfaction. And also the distance they get from that project is a relief for them. I'm the opposite. Like I miss my, when I have a client, like they move on to a different stage, like I miss them, right? Like I like to go on the journey for as long as we can. And we like to help people and we like to build those lifelong relationships. And so it's just a different approach that requires us to be able to be more holistic and have other people on our team that are really experts at the different things that maybe I'm not an expert in, so that we can kind of continue on that journey with people.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. So, not to be condescending, but as the big sister, I'm allowed to. No, just a little bit. I really am. I think what you're doing is absolutely phenomenal. And I'm so excited to see these companies that you're partnering with really just grow and scale the way you've been able to do this for your own businesses. So as my listeners are like, okay, well, I'd love to explore working with Mark. What does that look like? How would they connect with you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all over Instagram, Mark D. Gordon on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn as Mark D. Gordon as well. Certainly, if you're having trouble finding, you can Google Mark Gordon and Princeton Mortgage. I'll pop right up, you know, those types of things. But obviously, just reach out. You know, hit me up with a DM, hit me a message. I love meeting people. I love hearing people's stories. And whether or not I can help that person in that one conversation and then it's in, there's nothing to do there, or the stars align and there's perfect symmetry and it ends up being something more than that. Either way, we're always looking to meet new people and have those conversations, and there's still so much to learn, right? So we love those conversations.
I love that. One of our taglines, which now apparently we have 22 of them, but one of our taglines is, detach from what the prospect is worth to you and attach to what you are worth to the prospect. And that's what you live and breathe. You really are out there to help people, and the money is the bonus. And I think what you guys are doing is just magic. And I'm just really excited to see how this side, this new path, even though you're still on the same path and the mortgage place, but you know, had this little branch path, is, I think, is going to absolutely have a huge impact on so many in their businesses. So thanks for sharing. So the last question I ask everyone is, what question should I have asked you that I didn't?
That's a good question. You know, I would say that I think you've asked a lot of really good questions. I think I could answer some of your questions better. I'm much more self-analytical than I am critical in these situations. But I will say that, you know, the value, as a business model, I think what we're doing is honestly evolving, right? And so we've done partnerships, we've done coaching arrangements, we've done the training stuff. And so in terms of just to the people in your audience, right? Because I'm not always great at the self-promotion or figuring exactly how this would all tie into anything. What I would say is, if you see that person who you know should be an entrepreneur, and they are either stuck in the beginning phases of it, or they haven't been able to jump over that fence yet and get started, that's the perfect person that we want to be introduced to. That person who you're like, that person is super talented, and I don't know why they're the number two guy in that company. They should be owning that company. That guy, we want to meet that guy. We want to meet that woman, and we want to help those people get over the fence. So I think you did ask enough questions to give me an opportunity to say that, but since I didn't.
Yes, that was perfect. That was perfect. Yeah. Thank you. And publicly, Mark, I love you. And I really appreciate you sharing your insights today.
Thank you for having me. And I love you too.
So everyone, all the listeners, as you're out and about, don't forget to make your sales social.
Thanks for watching. And join us again for more special guest instructors bringing you marketing, sales training, and social selling strategies that will set you apart. Hit the subscribe button below to get the latest episodes from the Making Sales Social podcast. Give this video a thumbs up and comment down below on what you want to hear from us next. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. Visit our website, socialsaleslink.com, for more information.